In any given year, you can expect state lawmakers and the governor to authorize the creation of new task forces, commissions, or blue ribbon panels empowered to study an issue and make recommendations. But after they are created in law and the press releases have been distributed, it's anyone's bet as to whether the studies are initiated, let alone completed. Now here's where things get a little meta, because in order to get a better handle on the impact of these reviews being spearheaded by state government, state lawmakers proposed legislation to study what's actually happening with all those study bills. And here's where it gets really meta. The Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee, at the direction of Chair Jim Skoufis, recently concluded a study of studies as a means to gather support for that study bill. Still with me? Well, if you're a little lost, that's okay, because Senator Skoufis joins us now to discuss the whole ball of wax. Welcome back to the show, Senator.
Glad to be back, and let's clear up any confusion about what you just discussed.
Back in 2019, you introduced a bill requiring the State Department of State to provide an accounting of all the study bills approved over the preceding 5 years. What was the impetus for that initial measure? Was it something that dated back to your time in the Assembly or something else?
Yeah, look, we take up and we pass dozens of these bills every session, which you alluded to, and working with Assemblyman Brian Barnwell, who I serve with and is a friend, we just came to the conclusion here that we don't hear about any of these studies after we pass all of these bills. We don't know if they happened. We don't know what their outcomes, their conclusions were. And so let's put something together that tries to get to the bottom of like what's going on here. The bill, I was able to move through committee on the Senate side, but we weren't able to get it across the finish line. And so I don't even know that I'd characterize necessarily as this report as trying to bolster this bill. In a lot of ways, the report did what the bill was in large part looking to do. And so what we found in the report was, you know, our suspicions were sort of proved correct in a lot of ways, where, you know, some 41% of the sample that we looked at over a few years, the reports were just simply not done. The agencies ignored legislative directive. So that's why we took up this effort. That's where the bill came from. And sure enough, you know, the investigative report really fleshed out what a lot of our concerns were heading into the legislation a few years ago.
Were you able to find out why the 41% of the sample were never completed? Did you get any explanation from presumably the state agencies that are usually tasked with overseeing these reviews?
We did, and there were a couple of common excuses, and it's worth pointing out that the most flagrant sort of offender here was the Department of Health. The large majority of the studies that they were required to undertake, they just simply ignored. But the common excuses were often related to, you know, well, we don't have the resources, whether it's manpower or financial, to take on these studies. And, you know, while I certainly sympathize with that, A, you know, I can't imagine these studies take an army of professionals to undertake. But, you know, more importantly, this is not, you know, sort of an option for an agency. This is required. This is state law. You are directed to do this. And you simply just throwing up your hand saying, well, you know, I don't want to do this, that is a violation of state law. You know, I think there needs to be a change in culture. And I'm hopeful that with the new administration, there will be a change in culture as it relates to not just these studies, but relations and respect for the supposedly co-equal branch of government that the state legislature is.
Well, when you talk about the manpower to do these studies, there's sort of two issues there. There's the personnel that agencies would need to actually find to staff these panels, commissions, blue ribbon, whatever, what have you. But then you also need the people to just serve on these studies, the, you know, commissioners who will basically guide this process along. Did you find that any of these bodies that were tasked with being assembled were unable to find people to serve in that capacity?
So that is a very real issue, but that is a separate issue from what we looked at. So we specifically only examined studies that were directives aimed at the state agency that did not require a commission or a task force. These are straight out, we need you to evaluate this issue. What you are raising, though, is another very serious and an open issue where the previous administration would, I believe, purposefully not appoint people to task forces and commissions to undertake other issues, you know, that you're referring to here. Mm-hmm. And of course, then, you know, those issues can't be evaluated and looked at. And, you know, so that is another thing. And I do think I've had a conversation or two with Governor Hochul's administration in passing about this particular item. And they do seem to have a focus on trying to make up for lost time here and offer up appointments to these myriad, it's got to be hundreds, if not thousands, of vacancies on all of these boards and commissions.
So then going back to the review you did, if 41% were not completed, that means, you know, 59% were done. For the ones that were done, did you get a sense of whether the information was utilized in any way, shape, or form, or whether it was just tucked in a drawer?
So that's a very good point. And top line, in most cases, these reports were never really looked at in a serious way, which is a product of two particular issues. One is the reports are not really centralized in terms of their delivery, in terms of their receipt. You know, we had a very difficult time tracking down, finding reports that were actually done and submitted. Part of it might have to do with turnover within legislative leadership and, you know, people sort of shuffling around documents and where they're storing things. And one of the recommendations as a result of that is the report, you know, our committee believes that there should be some central depository, or repository, I should say, such as, for example, the legislative library would be a good place to, you know, require every bill include language in addition to the Senate Majority Leader and the Assembly Speaker, send every report to some central location like the legislative library, where any legislator, anyone in the public can go and find a report easily. You know, the other piece of this is, you know, it does need to trickle down to members, to senators and to assembly members. And there needs to be, look, I think, you know, it's prudent for that agency to, you know, put out a press release to make the report, you know, easily searchable on their website. The large majority of reports we couldn't find easily on websites. The only agency that did a good job in that regard was the Department of Financial Services. Every other agency either didn't post, or you had to like search through the dark web equivalent of these agencies, and, you know, click 20 times to try and find something. There's a lot of room for improvement, both in terms of delivery, in terms of disclosure, and then, of course, in terms of consumption of these reports.
For listeners who are just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're speaking with Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee Chair Jim Skoufis, a Hudson Valley Democrat who recently conducted a study of all the supposed studies that were supposed to be done by the state between 2016 and 2018. And as we're talking and doing kind of, I guess, this Monday morning quarterbacking, you know, Governor Cuomo gets a lot of the blame for studies that really seemed to go nowhere over the last decade because he was at the top of state government, that he's responsible for state agencies. With that understanding, though, how much responsibility does the legislature deserve for this situation?
We deserve some of that responsibility. We need to do a better job staying on top of these reports, these studies getting done. And that's why the conclusion of the report, it's recommended that when you have you know, total disregard by some of these agencies and persistent disregard, like the Department of Health, the legislature ought to make sure there are consequences for that. And the obvious consequence ought to be, in my opinion, that we should sue. If you are ignoring statute, you're violating the law. This is not something the legislature sends a letter, hey, can you do this study, this report? We pass a bill. It's signed into law that they have to do it by a certain date. And so if they don't, and it's a consistent, flagrant sort of disregard, we should sue.
Because the agencies have cited resources as an issue that's held up the completion of some of these studies, what are your thoughts on only adopting or calling for new studies in the process of the budget so that there can be adequate resources put aside for them at that time?
I mean, it's worth thinking about, but I don't think it's necessary because it's very rare that we will pass one of these bills. It's usually signed into law, if it is signed into law, you know, towards the end of the year. And, you know, typically we give, you know, a year's time, sometimes even longer, to that agency to develop this evaluation, this study. And if the agency and the executive, you know, they answer to the executive, feels that they don't have the resources, the, you know, the pennies to do these bills, follow these directives, then there is a state budget negotiation just a few months down the road, well before, I'd say almost if not 100% of the time, well before the deadline is met to deliver their results, their outcome to the legislature. There is a budget negotiation sometime during the duration of these studies, all the time. And if they feel they need some money, well, then they should go to the governor who signed the bill to do the study and ask for the money that's necessary.
So finally, the executive summary of your report notes that the investigation was opened in part, quote, to gather more information to support this legislation. So will you be making another push alongside your assembly colleague, Brian Barnwell, to get a more comprehensive study done by the Department of State? Or do you feel like you already have the answers you are looking for now, and it's about just reforming the process?
Yeah, so, I mean, certainly we do want to pass the bill, and we'll be making that push. And hopefully this report shines a light on, you know, sort of the gravity of the problem here, or the depth of the problem at the agency level. But certainly, if we don't pass the bill, you know, this report, you know, our committee's work, in large part, you know, we get a good flavor. We get a pretty solid sample of, you know, the issue here and the problem. And so hopefully there's action on the part of the legislature and the part of the executive branch to do better, regardless of whether we pass a more comprehensive bill. But certainly, you know, that would you know, lead to a deeper and more comprehensive look at the issue. And so we will be pushing it again. And hopefully, you know, this report reinforces the support behind doing something like that.
Well, we've been speaking with Senate Investigations and Government Operations Committee Chair Jim Skoufis, a Hudson Valley Democrat. Senator, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Dave.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.